Lifecycle Housing Society has expressed interest in having discussions with City of Powell River about the prospect of developing new rental housing at the city-owned Barnett Street property adjacent to the RCMP detachment. At the November 15 committee of the whole meeting, councillors reviewed correspondence from Lifecycle. In the letter, it was stated that the society has a keen interest in working with the city to develop housing at 7104 Barnett Street. We foresee a development that meets the city's requirements regarding density and building design and that addresses the most pressing needs identified in your housing implementation plan, by accommodating a mix of incomes and a mix of tenants, including working families, seniors and some individuals with disabilities, stated Lorelei Guthrie, the society vice president, in the correspondence. Lifecycle would bring to the table the capability to plan and oversee major construction, familiarity with city and BC housing approval processes, a competent staff and board of directors, and good relationships with CMHC, Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, and BC Housing, with whom we would work regarding construction financing. We also have a long-established, positive track record for managing housing. Lifecycle is currently involved in construction of Cranberry Place, which will be a 24-unit multifamily residential development located on Cranberry Street. Councillor Rob Southcott said he was thrilled to see the letter, with Lifecycle leaping to what may be an opportunity. "This is a project that looks pretty exciting to me," said Southcott. "This is a prospect of having more housing here and it's a central location." Lifecycle, as we know, has a stellar history in this community of providing service, which is expanding currently. Mayor Ron Wasnow said he had an opportunity to visit the Lifecycle project in Cranberry and was impressed with the approach the society has taken. "They have addressed challenges and are working well with the city," said Wasnow. "They also indicated to me the interest in the Barnett property. What is important for people to understand is about 5 years ago, the planning department forecast the number of new housing opportunities that would be created in Powell River. It was roughly around 800. 5 years later, there are only 400 that have come through. Looking at this type of project, with a group like Lifecycle Housing and their track record, I think we should be very supportive." Councillors comment. Councillor George Doubt said he is happy the city is looking at improving the housing situation. He said it is exciting to get the letter from Lifecycle saying that the society wants to be part of it. "It's a little bit early to be choosing a partner at this point, but it is exciting that they would like to be considered partners," added Doubt. "They are doing good work in other places. They need to be included in the discussion going forward." Councillor Trina Isakson said it is great to see interest from a group with a great track record and extensive experience in dealing with organizations such as BC Housing and CMHC. Isakson said she believes during the emergency services building exploration, the Barnett site, which was under consideration, had some challenges related to drainage, and that it may have been a dumping ground. "I'm curious to know if there is any complexity or cost related to this. It's a flag for me," added Isakson. That being said, more housing in the downtown core is super important. It would be a great spot to have more density. Corporate officer Chris Jackson said staff will reply to Lifecycle with a thank you to the writer. He said council has a land management strategy and there has been identification of lands owned by the city. "What we need from you, eventually, is direction on the prioritization of those," said Jackson. "That will be coming forward post-strategic planning, so what we could do is advise the writer, express a thank you, and that in the future there would be some kind of request for a proposals process so others who are also interested can have an equal opportunity."